You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've got Kemp here from the Life Education Trust to have a little bit of a korero about what you guys get up to. So could you just tell us a bit about what Life Education Trust do? I mean, I know and love Harold the Giraffe, as so do many people nostalgically, but also it's got a cool vibe to it too. But what in general do you guys get up to, and what else is in your fills you guys' schedule?
Yep. So we obviously deliver the Healthy Harold program, which is Harold the Giraffe, that goes around in a mobile classroom to all the schools. In that, we teach kids from year one through to year eight about themselves and their brains and their feelings and how to handle big feelings and things. And obviously drug and alcohol and harmful and helpful substances and things like that.
And I might be wrong in thinking this, but my vague memory of Harold the Giraffe was obviously talking about drug harm and stuff like that. Is it something that they've moved more towards in recent years, doing mental health or like slightly more holistic care stuff alongside of that?
Yeah, so we develop our programs to target the issues that kids are dealing with these days.
Yeah.
So obviously in the last sort of 10-15 years, anxiety has become quite a big thing in the younger kids. Yeah. And so, anxiety is one of our big ones, and vaping is obviously very big at the moment. So,
Yeah, it's interesting, because vaping obviously being one of the ones that a kid can just so easily just jump into. Like, other ones I think maybe can be quite intimidating and complicated for a kid to like learn about or experience, but vaping, a kid could just see something on the street and just take it easily, which is like, you know, a fear with other stuff, but when you've got, you know, other equipment involved and paraphernalia, it's quite different from vaping, which is just completely normalised, like all over the country and all over the street and all over the people they might see growing up. And so what sort of age groups do you guys tend to work with and target? And does it change between age groups? Like, what sort of things you're talking about as well?
Yeah, so we target the primary intermediate ages, so up to sort of 13, 14, from 5. So we work with the schools to understand the issues that their kids are challenged with, and we sort of target our teachings to that for each school. So obviously a lot of work goes in prior to a visit. We don't just show up and sort of talk.
Cool. And what kind of schools does that cover at the moment? Because this is a Otipoti or Otago based version of Life Education Trust, is that right?
Yeah, so obviously Life Ed's across New Zealand, but our trust, Coastal Otago, so we cover the Dunedin City up through to Oamaru and then through the Waitaki Valley. Mm-hmm. So we see about, or could see about 73 schools across that region.
Cool. And then I suppose also there's a sort of difficulty to talking about, mental health, but also drugs, and also, I mean, vaping is a tough one as well, because that's obviously completely legal as well, for the most part, for older people at least. How does the organisation tend to face, and I know that this might be difficult and I don't intend to be putting you on the spot with it, but kind of those things that end up being a slightly political struggle, where obviously you have people with different opinions about how old you should be, people with different opinions about how if you ban something, that it might cause people to, you know, repress too much, and then when they finally do that thing, they all of a sudden have too much of that for the rest of their life or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what does that look like in terms of conversations in your organization, or how you approach teaching children?
So all of our topics are kind of geared towards those younger ages, right?
Yeah.
So we are talking about some big topics that we've got to put it in context that they can understand.
Yeah.
One of the cool things about Life Ed is we're not tied to the government in any way, shape or form, and so we're not sort of pulled as a political play card. And so when the politics change and different conversations happen, we can kind of sit outside of it and go, actually, no, this is what the studies show. You know, vaping is harming our children, and the studies show that, so we're going to teach it. We do work with the schools to make sure that they're happy with what we're teaching as well, and sort of gear it towards what their kids need.
Because I can see that, I suppose, in America, that has been an issue where it's like government associated, and everyone has like huge criticisms of the way that their organisation has done that. But that's obviously, it is a cool thing, like what you're saying about being separate from that and being able to target issues at schools. And so what are some of those, we talked about vaping, but what are some of those issues at the moment that are kind of standing out or that are being looked at, and that are informing what we need to worry about for maybe even parents listening, or we got a lot of students listening with younger siblings and stuff.
Yep.
What are those sort of things to be informed about and learn about?
Yeah, so every year we do surveys across school leaders in our region. Mm-hmm. And last year, so in 2024, 86% of school leaders said that their kids were being harmed by online bullying, which is just scary when you think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then 56 of them said that being distracted by personal devices was a problem. And I can't remember the exact stats off the top of my head, but a handful of them said that dealing with anxiety was really, really big. And then, yeah, vaping was about 30% of them said vaping was a problem in their schools. Which doesn't sound like a big number until you remember that it's only primary intermediates that we go see, and they're the ones we're surveying.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah.
And then also, so things like anxiety are obviously a bit complex and hard to pick up on, and unfortunately you can end up fighting against kind of generational differences between people's parents and what they kind of pressures they put on their kids and stuff too. How do you go about approaching talking about anxiety to a kid? What's that look like?
Yeah, I guess that's where Harold comes into play, right? Yeah. So having a giraffe kind of drive the lesson really changes the messaging.
Yeah.
I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but most people remember Harold speaking.
Yeah.
He doesn't. He talks to the educator, and then the educator relays it. Anyone that's younger listening, of course Harold speaks. So just sort of changing the way that we deliver it, instead of going, oh, you know, this is anxiety and this is how it works.
Yeah.
Actually talking about it in a way that the kids can understand. Mm-hmm. And tying it into their day-to-day is very different to how you'd talk about it with adults.
Yeah, yeah, interesting. And so what are the kind of plans and ambitions for the Life Education Trust at the moment? Is it a business that intends to, like, expand what it has the scope to be able to work on and stuff? I assume you're based off, like, a funding model and stuff like that as well, which obviously can be a big restricting factor. But are there any kind of intentions or ways that they're looking at changing and evolving in the future?
Yeah, as you said, we're 100% funded in charity. We're always looking to adapt and change based on the needs of the community.
Yeah.
Some cool, exciting stuff coming out, but this Saturday we've actually got our first ever street appeal. So we'll be around Dunedin collecting funds to help us continue delivering.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool, awesome. Well, yeah, I really appreciate you coming on. It's been nice to have a chat. Is there anything else in particular you wanted to highlight or could be worth talking about for the people of Otipoti?
Yeah, if anyone's interested in getting involved, whether volunteering or getting on the board or anything like that, they can find us on Facebook, reach out.
Yeah.
We're always happy to have a chat.
Cool, yeah, well, maybe you, the listener, can puppet Harold. That can be a dream. I'm sure, you know, there'll be lots of students out there who that would be a huge thing to love to do. Thanks, Kemp, so much for joining. It's been real nice to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
Cool.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.